The Red Bull Music Academy lands in Atlanta this week. It's a five-day event with lectures, workshops, and live broadcasts. It features conversations and performances from artists and musicians who've shaped this city's sound, including Jermaine Dupri, Organized Noise, and DJ Cannon. Vivian Host, better known as DJ Star Eyes, moderated the week's events, and so we asked her to share two songs that she thinks best represent the sound of Atlanta. Here are her two picks.
The first song I'd like to add to the Georgia playlist is Zay, Thio. It came out in 1996 on the first So-So Def-based All-Stars compilation. I always love when they have different voices punch in songs. There's a girl rapping on there, and she goes, "Hello, my name is Keisha. I'm from Atlanta. It's nice to meet you." And then the guy starts rapping again, and then she disappears, and I really like that.
Hello, my name's Keisha. I'm from Atlanta, and it's nice to meet you.
I didn't know what I was in for. She grabbed my hand and took me out on the dance floor. Then she turned.
What's interesting is that this was mixed by Lil Jon. Lil Jon used to work for So-So Def, of course, being the label founded by Jermaine Dupri. And I just love this kind of bass music, this like 90s, very 808, very party, club-oriented stuff. It's really fun. As a DJ, you can play it anywhere and people love it. I picked this track because it's a little more obscure. I think everybody knows Ghost Town DJ Is My Boo and stuff like that. But this one, it's got that familiarity even for people that have never heard it. And it just really typifies that So-So Def sound. That's something that even in my own music, I try to channel, like something that's kind of hard but fun at the same time. I actually think that music teaches you a lot about culture and a lot about places, and these So-So Def compilations kind of like taught me a lot about Atlanta or the South, and it's just super, super fun. Like, I love all the 808s and 909s, and it's really music made for cars and strip clubs and freaknik and having fun, and I don't know. This just reminds me of house parties and party rocking.
Georgia.
Georgia. The next song I'd like to add to the playlist Georgia. Is Ludacris and Field Mob, Georgia.
Georgia.
We on the grind in
Georgia
all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you. We on the grind in
Georgia
all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you. Country name, country.
It just incorporates like anything you can think of, Georgia. And this, the sample in it is so, it's like so heartbreaking in a way. It's just, it sounds like you can tell everybody rapping on this song is really in love with their state and really worked hard on their verses to really tell the rest of the world what the state is about. And I just like love that.
I got five Georgia homes where I rest my Georgia bones. Come anywhere on my land and I'll meet your Georgia dome. If you get in an altercation, just hop on your mobile phone and tell somebody you need help in the middle of
Georgia.
We some ATL thrashers, scope your pumpkin and smash it.
I just like it. It's people talking about different areas of Georgia that they're from. You know, Savannah, Albany, Decatur, Atlanta, of course. I love this song because it's just this ode to Georgia. It's even there's one part where they're explaining the geography, like it's next to Alabama and it's, you know, it's underneath this state. It literally gets in everything. Like, you should play it for somebody in Slovenia who doesn't know Georgia, the state, and they can learn all these different things. You know, they learn about everything from the history of slavery to Waffle House. Look on your mouth. We ride above Florida, next to Bama, under the Carolinas and Tennessee, you'll see. Well, Gladys Knight took a midnight train, the birthplace of Martin Luther King. There's a one line that says, they used to call us some Bamas, now they jock in our grammar. And I think that's, you know, it's not like they were trying to be mind readers or whatever, but Atlanta since 2006 has kind of become the centerpiece of rap culture right now in the U.S. Like, everybody's looking at Atlanta. Everybody wants to know what Future's doing, what Migos is doing, what Young Thug's doing. Yeah, I don't know. They got it right in the song 2006. You know, the South used to be kind of looked down upon as far as hip-hop, and now that's like what everybody wants to be a part of. So go Atlanta.
That was DJ Star Eyes, one of the hosts for this week's Red Bull Music Academy.